This is Tofu Dave on your community radio podcast. Between the Covers, a literature quickie. Back at you with author Kevin Sherd, whose book, A Life for a Life, has stirred me up. Subtitled, Poor Choices and Unresolved Trauma is Killing America. And I have Kevin on the line right now. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. And, you know, I read your book. I know a lot of people who've been in and out of what we call the system, in this case, the prison system. And your book sort of stirred me up because it sort of contrasts some of your decisions with some of the decisions, or maybe lack thereof, of one or two close friends of yours. Could you give the listeners a little overview about where you're coming from and what you're trying to say in this book?
I think the conversation for me is really about mental health and how poor choices are influenced by unresolved trauma. Mm-hmm. And so really the big conversation is far beyond just a system book about prison. It's really a book about mental health. How do we get better? How do we make better choices? And how do we normalize conversations about mental health in communities?
And did you have like, maybe this is an unfair question, but did you have like a moment when this all became clear to you that what you're saying is sort of the key to a lot of these situations?
I think over the 10 years that it took to write the book, over that course of 10 years, I got educated. I sat down with psychiatrists and psychologists, and I was able to match my lived experience with the clinical understanding that these gentlemen and women had about the issue of mental health. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, to your point, yeah, there was a point where you really get a clearer understanding of the issue.
Mm-hmm. But you couldn't point to like one incident or one particular moment when a light bulb went off. It was more gradual in a sense.
Yeah, this was a 10-year journey. So it took 10 years to write this book. And in between that 10 years, I was constantly meeting with other mental health professionals and getting educated on the issue. I'm a believer that you can't write, well, a person shouldn't write about issues that they don't clearly understand, unless the writing is about not understanding it. I think you really have to have education on some issues, especially when it comes to mental health.
And one of the contrasts in the book, I mean, it's to some extent, it's somewhat autobiographical because you talk about your own life, but you sort of contrast your life in this book, A Life for a Life. You're sort of contrasting your journey with that of a good friend of yours who, and correct me if I'm not saying it right, but was unable to make the correct choices or to think through his actions in life, and your two journeys ended up in very different places, if I'm reading things right.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think we both started out in similar places, but it's obvious in the book that we also ended up in very different places. We met while I was in prison 20 years ago. My focus at that time was education and the future, and I tried to impress that upon him. And he got released from prison. I got released from prison. I went off to writing books and doing a whole bunch of other stuff as an advocate in underserved communities. And his path was much different, which included a double homicide of his former girlfriend and her new boyfriend while they were in bed together.
Mm-hmm. And then basically he sort of never recovered from that. So let me ask you a difficult question, Kevin, and don't take offense, but I hear this as I go out and deal with people who are, you know, going through these types of journeys. So if we say mental health is a big cause of people's problems and people's acting out and whatnot and ending up incarcerated, like this gentleman you mentioned, getting released but ending up, committing these crimes. How do we deal with that, and not for ourselves or in talking about others, view it as like an excuse? Some would say, well, that's, you know, you're saying it's okay because that person didn't know what they were doing or something. How do you answer people that would come back like that?
I mean, I really don't. I think in 2025, I think it really a person really has to educate themselves on the issue.
Uh-huh.
And once a person educates themselves on the issue, then they will have a better understanding, a clearer understanding. It's definitely not about excuses. Like those are the old conversations we used to have about the issue. We've evolved. It's 2025. We got to start thinking forward that's the only way you're going to get there. And like, so when people start talking about, you know, excuses, and I don't even engage those kind of conversations, because if you're not willing to educate yourself, then we're never going to be able to move forward. Mm-hmm. It took a long time for me to understand the issue of trauma, unresolved trauma, PTSD, adverse childhood experiences, and how these things impact individuals, right? How they impact their brain, how they impact their brain chemistry, and then ultimately how they end up impacting their decision-making. And so, again, it's your willingness to sit down and educate yourself on the issue. And then I think we all, look, it was cool at one time to smoke in an airport.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool to smoke in a restaurant at one time. It was cool one time to drive around with no seatbelt. We educated ourselves as a society so we could get better, right? And once we got better, we started making better decisions to impact the people's lives in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
And so if those are the conversations that I want to engage in, and if people are willing to just take a little bit of time and learn about how we're all impacted by the issue of mental health, good, bad, or indifferent, we're all impacted by it. When a person has a good day, that influences everybody. When a person has a bad day, that also influences everybody. And so if we could take some time to really understand the issue, I think society could take huge steps forward.
Some good points. Your book, A Life for a Life, Kevin Shird, Shird, Poor Choices and Unresolved Trauma is Killing America. So one of your journeys to get to where you're at, it sounds like, has been writing. I mean, just sitting down and writing, I guess, because it forces you to think, for example. Writing, some people think it's easy. It's really, I find it at least pretty difficult, just the process of putting my thoughts down on paper. Give us a little bit about now where you're at, because you said the book was a 10-year process. What do you do these days, and what's keeping you going, and what's motivating you towards the future?
Well, just writing, this project has only been out for, I'm going to say, 4 months now. And so just everything that comes with that, speaking engagements, appearances. Mm-hmm. Next weekend, we're doing a big event with 400 students in Baltimore, where I'm giving away 400 copies of A Life for Life to 400 high school students for World Mental Health Day. So World Mental Health Day is a global observance of mental health awareness, where people all around the globe recognize World Mental Health Day, and that's going to be super exciting. So that's what I'm working on right now, amongst finishing up two other books and finishing up a documentary on mental health and trauma.
Wow, that's a lot of work, and I wish you much success with that. We're here in a town also, Chapel Hill, Carver, North Carolina, where we're dealing with a lot of these same issues. So, Kevin Sherd, again, your book, A Life for a Life, we wish you success and well with it. Any final words for our listening audience here?
Yeah, A Life for a Life, Poor Choices and Unresolved Trauma is Killing America. It's available in bookstores all over. It's also available in Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Simon & Schuster, Books A Million. Take a look at the book. I think you will enjoy it.
And I think you're right. Kevin Sherd, A Life for a Life, thank you so much for being with us here on Between the Covers, another literature quickie on your community radio podcast with your host, Tofu Dave, and we'll be back at you soon with another episode of Between the Covers.